Trent, Kofi goes to the bench with fouls, and obviously they make the run. What's this game say about what he means to you guys as a team?
Just, you know, the impact he has, you know, in the interior. I think, like you said, what he brings to this team, you know, his physicality, you know, us throwing the ball in there, his scoring, his rebounding. So he does a lot for us, offense and defensively. So, you know, kind of, you know, we didn't have him, you know, that second half of in the first half. Second part of the first half, you know, he had foul trouble. So, you know, it kind of put a lot of pressure on us because, you know, we, you know, with such all the good shooters we have, we kind of tend to, you know, stay outside, you know, shoot, you know, a lot of threes, and we don't go inside as much because, you know, him, you know, being out. So we got to do a better job of, you know, trying to get to the free throw line and then, you know, while he's out, you know, withstanding that lead.
Well, Kofi, I'm going to ask you about him. He seemed to take over the game in the second half, in the midway of the second half. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's incredible, man, what he does. You know, just taking over and getting on those heaters. Every time I see it, it's like it's new to me. You know, it's like I'm in awe. I'm just watching it. Like, I don't know if you watch the game and you watch my face after he shoots it, but, like, I'm always, like, smiling. Like, it's a joy, you know, just watching him do what he does. It's really important to us because when we have games like this that we're not shooting it well and he can get on a heater and he do what he does, it really uplifts the team and gives us a different vibe.
For both of you guys, are you coming off a one-day rest and Trent plays – all 40 minutes, Kofi played 20 in the second half. Did you have to dig down really deep to find the energy in this one?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if I talked about it, you know, earlier, you know, in a few days before. You know, this is, you know, coach is trying to prepare us for the, you know, NCAA tournament, you know, play a game, one-day prep, play a game. So, you know, it's nothing we're not used to. You know, we played, you know, games back-to-back, you know, early in our season. So, you know, it's something where you just got to be mentally, you know, focused, you know, and do everything before the game, you know, beforehand to, you know, prepare your mind and your body, you know, to feel good to go out there and play. So, like I said, you just got to be, you know, mentally strong, you know, and dialed in on everything.
Yeah. For Kofi, go ahead.
Yeah, man, same thing. You know, like Trent said, when you got games like this that, you know, we're pressured to play multiple minutes, you know, a lot more minutes than we used to, we just got to give it our all, you know, for the guy next to us. That's the culture that we're building, you know, just going out there and playing to the level of fatigue and, you know, just basically busting our ass for the guy next to us.
Yeah, Kofi, you had came out midway through the second half for foul trouble. In that situation, are you lobbying on the bench to get back in, or are you just letting kind of things run its course and see how things go?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's either I sit on the bench or I come in and risk getting another foul and sitting out the second half. You know, either way it turned out, I was prepared to go back in and do my best. It went the way it did, and coach told me at half that he's not taking me out of the game. So I had to mentally prepare for that, knowing that I'm not coming out. So I got to give my best, and I got to make sure I control my breathing, control my talk to these guys, you know, uplift them every time I can. And it's basically giving all our effort.
Yeah, for Trent, those two threes that you hit on those back-to-back shots seemed to really kind of get the stadium going, get the energy going that you guys needed. Did you kind of feel that, or what kind of went through your mind after you made those two shots, because Maryland called a timeout after it?
It was kind of in the flow. You know, I tend to go on those, you know, heaters where I'm just feeling good. You know, coach dialed up a play, you know, to get me a shot. So, you know, I seen one go in, you know, and I had another opportunity, so, I took another one. So, just playing with confidence, you know, in that area, you know, where, you know, I'm getting out in transition freely, you know, just playing my game. So, like I said, I felt good, you know, shooting those shots, and, you know, just, you know, playing with the rhythm.
A question for both of you guys. Could you talk about the minutes that DeMonte gave in the second half covering Dante Scott?
He's been incredible for us, you know, these past last three, four games. You know, guarding, you know, every team's best, you know, four man. He's done an unbelievable job last game guarding point guards. And now tonight, you know, with his defensive effort, you know, what he does for this team is incredible, because, you know, it kind of tends, you know, to take me off the ball. You know, I have to be on the ball all the time. So, you know, that gives, you know, me opportunities, you know, to, you know, get my breather a little bit. So, you know, with his, you know, with his energy and effort to go, you know, and only let Dante give up 2 points in the second half there is incredible. And, you know, and that's why we won the basketball game tonight. He was, you know, outstanding for all the minutes he played for us. He had tremendous effort, you know, throughout the entire game.
In the way back?
Yeah, DeMonte is just the X factor for us. You know, it's really hard to replace a guy like that. You probably see one or two guys like him in the country. Probably Mark Vidal from Baylor last year. But like, this is a guy that comes out there and he does all the dirt, you know, all the dirty work. He comes down, he plays hard defense. He sacrifices a lot, you know. He's just that guy that's about the team and about winning. He's willing to give his all for the team, you know, and for the guys next to him.
Way back.
Trent, does this feeling of kind of being the new closer on the team give you any sort of additional excitement? I mean, you've kind of adopted that role, and the whole stadium is going nuts for you.
I kind of just tend to play in rhythm. I don't really think about. I mean, obviously, you know, when the game's, you know, tight. Obviously, you know, I would love to make the play all the time, but you know, I kind of just try to have feel for the game. You know, Kofi was eating tonight, so you know, I try to tend to, you know, sacrifice shots, you know, give him the ball, because you know, that's, I know every time I throw it in there, it's either a foul or a bucket. So, I mean, I just kind of have feel for the game. You know, being a fifth year, I think that's very important to have, you know, throughout the game. You know, just having feel. So, you know, when I hit those shots, you know, I just kind of tend to play in rhythm. You know, just if I feel myself and I feel comfortable, I take the shots, you know, when I'm open. So, like I said, you know, I kind of love going on those heaters where, you know, I just hit 3-4 in a row and just playing, you know, throughout the flow of the game.
Kofi, you seemed to spot Io there a couple of times. What was that like? What was going through your head as you were seeing him watch you and you do your thing?
Io's great, man. Going into the second half, it ran through my mind. I'm like, Io's hanging his banner tonight. I can't let him hang his jersey on a loss, you know. That was going through my mind. I was like, I got to do this for Io. So when we got that turn, you know, and I started, like, imposing my will, I kind of looked at him, glanced at him, and smiled at him like, this is for you, Io. I love him so much, man. And, you know, for us to do that for him and for him to come back and hang his jersey the way he did, you know, it's really great, man.
Trent, we saw you go on one of those heaters against Missouri and against Arizona. What comes over you? Like, can you describe the feeling when you're kind of on one? And do you take a moment to kind of embrace the whole environment when it starts to really get behind you there?
Like I said, I kind of just, you know, play within the flow of the game. You know, I kind of trust my instincts, you know, and, you know, when the game's like that, I tend to be, you know, more, a little bit more aggressive, you know, coming off ball screens, you know, where, you know, I'm shooting those pull-up threes, you know, in transition, you know, where I'm free, you know, shooting the pull-up. So I kind of just find, you know, where I can, you know, be aggressive, you know, and use my advantage, you know, my shooting, my speed, you know, to take advantage, you know, on offense in those areas. So it's all about, you know, the flow of the game and just, you know, the feel and just, you know, how I, you know, think the game is going.
You just being a fifth-year guy, do you take a couple moments to absorb the atmosphere around you when the State Farm Center is going like that?
Of course. You know, I get goosebumps. You know, when I go in those heaters, I always get goosebumps. Just how loud it is, you know, obviously not having Orange Crush tonight, but, you know, just the atmosphere in here tonight was incredible. You know, having, you know, a lot of fans behind us, you know, it got loud in the second half, you know, and that's what it's about. You know, I love these type of environments, playing these type of games, so it's always fun, you know, incredible to be a part of it.
Yes. Trent, kind of with that, you know, Coach Underwood was, you know, trying to pump the crowd up there early in the second half, and like, when you were hitting those threes, you know, Tim actually had to hold, like, Chester back from getting on the court. Do you sense when the coaches are getting into the game like that?
Of course, you know, obviously, like, you know, first half, we didn't shoot the ball well, you know, I didn't think we did a good job, you know, we had a few mistakes, you know, it was all about confidence, you know, we talked about that at halftime, you know, just jumping up and shooting the ball with confidence, but we came out of the second half with that energy to spark, you know, like you said, you got the coaches involved, you know, we got a lot of fans involved, so, you know, we had to get the stadium going, you know, just having it, so we play off that, you know, and it's incredible, like I said, it's incredible to play in these type of environments, these type of games, because, you know, it gets all of us going.
Trent, you mentioned sacrificing to get Kofi the ball. It seems like this team does that really well. Why do you think this team shares the ball, sacrifices roles like Jake did last year? Why do you think this team has done that?
We try to win. Whatever it takes to win, I think, you know, if we want to win, you know, we need to throw that ball in there to Kofi. You know, every time we get, you know, I kind of tell him every time, you know, I kind of miss him sometimes, but I always tell him, you know, whenever I get the ball, I'm looking right at you every time. Because I know it's a foul or a bucket every time. Like, why would you not want to throw the ball to the best player in the country, best big in the country? You know, you're shooting 70% in that paint. So it's important, you know, we always, you know, the first option in our offense is Kofi. You know, we always look at his numbers and make sure we can throw that ball in there. If not, you know, we'll look at him next time. But it's important, you know, we continue to, you know, elevate each other. That's something we use a lot. And just, you know, be happy for the next man up, you know, whoever's scoring.
Doug and then Scott to finish it.
Kofi, I know you got the box score in front of you there. 19 offensive rebounds, 26 second chance points. What does that say about the team's ability to win various different ways? If the threes aren't going, you can go to the rim.
Mm-hmm. Those are the things that impact winning. You know, sometimes you're gonna have bad nights like we had today shooting from the three. We're the best 3-point shooting team in the country, and when we have nights like that, we tend to rely on something else, whether it's offensive rebounding, whether it's defense. You know, just being aggressive, and you know, just being that guy, that being that team that, you know, it doesn't matter if we're shooting the ball well, we're gonna keep in the game, we're gonna be in the game, we're gonna give ourselves a shot just by playing harder than the other team and imposing our will. You know, so offensive rebounding, playing hard defense. You know, when you got guys like Trent and Monty that take great pride in that, you know, in my defensive presence and other guys, obviously. But when you have that, it's really hard to beat us. You know, when we're not shooting the ball well.
We'll wrap it up with Scott.
Kofi, maybe even, you know, understanding the plan when you had two fouls just to wait for the second half. Was that tough? Like, as the lead kind of started to slip away, just maybe when you wanted to be out there.
Yeah, man, it's always tough. You know, especially when the lead's going down and when they take the lead. I was watching these guys struggle a little bit. Wishing I could be out there, but it's not about being negative and, you know, like holding your head down. It's about preparing for what's next. You know, you can't dwell on the past. You know, you got to think about the future. You know what I'm saying? I can't let that affect me, and now I'll come back and impact the game. So it's just about forward thinking, coming out there and giving them the best shot to win.
Okay. Thank you, guys.